Well, good afternoon. I'm glad to be back here with you again.
下午好，很高兴再次回到你们中间。
The last time I was here, I started a sermon series on the book of Revelation. I pointed out that the opening of the book was an exhortation to all of us to read God's Word, the Bible, and to take its messages to heart. That is important as its message gives us courage and direction in the trials and tribulations which will surely come in the future.
上一次我在这里开始了启示录的系列讲道，我指出启示录的开篇是劝勉我们所有的人来阅读上帝的话语圣经，并将其中的信息铭记于心。这一点很重要，因为启示录的信息赐给我们勇气和人生的方向，特别是帮助我们应对未来必要遇到的试炼和患难。
Now, after giving that beginning exhortation, the Apostle John extends a greeting from God to us. Then the Apostle responds to that greeting with a doxology of praise. So let us read that greeting and doxology right now. Please stand for the reading of God's Word, which will come from the book of Revelation, chapter 1, 4 through 8.
在开场的劝勉后，使徒约翰向我们传达了来自上帝的问候，然后使徒约翰用赞美回应了这一问候。接下来就让我们来诵读来自上帝的问候和回应的赞美诗。请弟兄姊妹起立，我们阅读启示录一章的四到八节上帝的话语。
John, to the seven churches in the province of Asia, grace and peace to you from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth.
约翰写信给亚细亚的七个教会，但愿从那昔在、今在、以后永在的神和他宝座前的七灵，并那诚实做见证的从死里首先复活、为世上君王元首的耶稣基督。
To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen.
有恩惠平安归于你们，他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶，又使我们成为国民，做父神的祭司，但愿荣耀全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。
Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the peoples on earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen.
看啊，他驾临降临，众目要看见他，连吃他的人也要看见他，地上的万族都要因他哀哭。这话是真实的。阿们。
I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
主神说，我是阿拉法，我是欧米伽，是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
So ends the reading of God's Word. Please be seated.
上帝的话我们就诵读到这里，请弟兄姊妹请坐。
In this passage, John extends a greeting from God to us, for this whole revelation is from God. It is a greeting of grace and peace from God. This greeting is contained in verses 4, 5, and 8. And in response to this greeting from God, the apostle offers up a doxology of praise to God. And the doxology is contained in verses 6 and 7.
在这段经文中，约翰向我们表达了来自上帝的问候，因为整本启示都是来自上帝，这是来自上帝的恩惠与平安的问候。那么在这一个问候里面，这一问候包含了第四节、第五节和第八节。为了回应上帝的问候，使徒向上帝献上了赞美诗，这一赞美包含在第六节和第七节中。
In this greeting and doxology, two important things about God are communicated to us. These two things about God are important to understanding what we will learn in the revelations which are about to unfold in the rest of the book.
在这段的问候和祝赞中，向我们传达了有关上帝的两件重要事情。这两件有关上帝的事情对我们学习理解启示录接下来即将展开的启示是非常重要的。
The first thing about God that we should notice comes from the greeting. It is that God is eternal. That is what the phrase, from he who is, and who was, and who is to come means. It is telling us that God is from everlasting to everlasting. God is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. There is nothing before him, and there is nothing after him.
我们应该注意到来自上帝的问候语中关于上帝的第一件事情，就是上帝是永恒的上帝，这就是那昔在今在以后永在这句话的意思。这要告诉我们，上帝是从永恒到永恒的，上帝是阿尔法和欧米伽，是开始和结束，在他之前没有任何的东西，在他之后也没有任何的东西。
It is important for us to think about the attributes of God, not just what God does. God's attributes are an important part of who he is. My training in understanding the attributes of God started when I was young. I was raised Catholic, and as a child, I was required to go to what was called catechism classes. And for the most part, these were quite good. And when I grew up and had an evangelical conversion, I already had a solid grounding in the doctrines of the Christian faith.
思考上帝的属性对我们来说是非常重要的。这不仅仅是关乎上帝做了什么，上帝的属性是关乎他是谁这一重要的部分。从我很小就开始被教导明白上帝的属性，就是在我在天主教的家庭长大，小时候就被要求去上所谓的教义问答课，这些课程大部分都是很好的。当我长大归信基督信仰的时候，我已经对基督信仰的教义方面打下了坚实的基础。
I can still remember the Catholic nuns teaching us children about the attributes of God. The first one that really stretched my mind as a young boy was that God was infinite. It's hard for us to imagine the concept of infinity. But teaching us that God was infinite was the first time my mind was really stretched. And thinking about that concept of infinity and that God was infinite created in me a great sense of awe towards God.
我还记得天主教的修女教我们这些孩子们认识上帝的属性。在我还是小男孩的时候，第一个真正拓展我思维的属性就是上帝的无限性。对我们来说很难想象无限这个概念，但教导我们上帝是无限的，这是我的思维才第一次真正的得到了拓展，去思考无限的概念和上帝的无限性。 让我对上帝产生了极大的敬畏之心。
The other attribute of God that I remember the Catholic nuns teaching us was the eternal nature of God. That is, He is from everlasting to everlasting. That He has no beginning and He has no end. This is another awe-inspiring aspect of God's being. And the eternal nature of God is an important subtext to the book of Revelation, because the revelations in the book give us a perspective on eternity.
我记得天主教的修女教导我们上帝的另外一个属性，就是上帝的永恒性。也就是说，他从永恒到永恒，他无始无终。这是上帝存有的另一个令人敬畏的方面。上帝永恒的本质是启示录的一个重要的潜台词，因为启示录的启示让我们看到了永恒。
God being eternal means that He has no beginning and no end. This stands in contrast to how we understand things. For instance, when it comes to ourselves, us humans, it seems we have a definite beginning, and from what we observe, we have a definite end. Or so it seems. But the Christian doctrine, supported by the book of Revelation, is that human beings have an immortal soul. And that is, we have a beginning, but we do not necessarily have an end.
上帝是永恒的，就意味着他无始无终。这与我们理解事物的方式截然不同。例如，对我们人类而言，我们似乎有一个明确的开始，并且从我们观察来看，我们也有一个明确的结束。看起来是这样的，但启示录所支持的基督教教义认为，人类拥有不朽的灵魂，也就是说，我们有开始，但不一定有结束。
The book of Revelation refers to us experiencing the first death. That is our normal ending, the one we normally observe. But the book of Revelation also says there will be a day of judgment in the future. And this is what verse 7 is referring to. In verse 7, John is alluding to the apocalyptic visions of the day of judgment from the prophets Daniel and Zechariah.
启示录提到了我们将经历的第一次死亡，也就是我们正常的结局，也是我们通常看到的结局。但启示录也说，在将来还会有审判日，这就是第七节所提到的。在第七节中，约翰暗指将会有一个来自先知但以理和撒加利亚预言的审判日的世界末了的一项启示。
In the day of judgment, all humanity will be raised to life again and brought before the judgment seat of God. And then in the judgment, some will be sent to what is called the second death, but those who persevere in their faith in Jesus will go to eternal life, to live with God in a new Jerusalem. To sum up, this revelation given to the Apostle John is about the eternal nature of God, and it is also about our connection to this eternal God and how we will spend eternity.
在审判日，全人类都将复活，被带到上帝的审判台前。在审判中，有些人会被送入所谓的第二次死亡，但是那些持定信仰耶稣的人将进入永生，在新耶路撒冷与上帝同住。总之，这本赐给使徒约翰的启示是关于上帝永恒的本质，并且这也是关于我们与这位永恒上帝的连接关系，以及我们将如何度过永生。
This reality poses a question for us. Are you prepared for eternity? Are you prepared for the day of judgment? The book of Revelation tells us that God is real and that He is eternal and that we are going to have to deal with Him in eternity. But the time to prepare that for that is now. So have you prepared for the coming day of judgment by repenting of your sins and believing in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
你为审判日做好准备了吗？其实告诉我们，上帝是真实存在的，他是永恒的。我们必须在永恒中和他打交道。但现今就是为你做预备的时候了。你是否已经为即将到来的审判日做好了准备？就是为你的罪悔改，并相信耶稣基督是你的主和救主。
Now going back to our text, we find that when the Apostle John received this greeting from God, and as he meditates on God's eternal nature, he starts to worship God. And in his expressions of worship, John communicates another aspect of God that is very important to us. And that is that God loves us. John starts his worship of God by praising Him who loves us.
回到我们的经文，我们会发现，当使徒约翰收到上帝的问候的时候，当他默想上帝永恒的本质属性的时候，他就开始敬拜上帝。在约翰的敬拜赞美中，约翰传达出上帝的另外一个非常重要的方面，那就是上帝爱我们。约翰以赞美
Now, to be clear, as the next statements in our passage will show, God loves those who embrace His Son, Jesus Christ, and follow Him as Lord. For those who are part of this people, the statement that God loves us is a comfort, considering the trials and tribulations in the day of judgment that is going to be revealed to us in the rest of this book.
需要明确的是，正如接下来我们这段经文重述所表明的，上帝爱那些接纳他的儿子耶稣基督并跟随他的人，跟随他为主的人，对于那些属于这个群体的人来说，上帝爱我们这句话是极大的安慰，因为启示录在接下来的内容中，启示我们将要面临试炼、
In his doxology, the Apostle John expands on what it means for God to love us. The Apostle discloses that God's love has two aspects, a tearing down and a building up. That's right, a tearing down and a building up.
阐明了什么是上帝爱我们的含义，使徒揭示了上帝的爱有两个方面，就是拆毁和建造。没错，就是拆毁和建造。
The tearing down aspect of God's love is indicated by the phrase by His blood, by which John means the death of Jesus of Nazareth. This tearing down has always been necessary since the fall of Adam and Eve. In the judgment of God, their sin required their death. Our sin requires our death. To end the sentence of death, someone else had to die. That is, be destroyed. And what the gospel tells us is that Jesus, the Messiah, died, was torn down in death on our behalf, that we might be spared God's punishment and have eternal life.
上帝的爱拆毁的一面体现在，就是用他自己的血这一个短句中。约翰指的是拿撒勒人耶稣的死， 自亚当和夏娃堕落犯罪以来，这种拆毁一直是必要的。在上帝的审判中，他们的罪要求他们死亡，他们的罪要求我们死亡。为了结束这一个死亡的判决，必须有人死去，也就是被摧毁。福音书告诉我们，弥赛亚耶稣代替我们而死，他在死亡中被拆毁，为的是使我们免于上帝的惩罚而获得永生。
This tearing down of Christ is an important part of the gospel. In some ways, it is best told through the title of a treatise by the Puritan theologian John Owens. The title of his treatise was this: The Death of Death in the Death of Christ. The Death of Death in the Death of Christ. That says it all. When Christ was destroyed on the cross, he created a pathway for death to be destroyed.
基督的拆毁是福音的重要组成部分。在某些方面来说，清教徒神学家约翰·欧文的一篇论文的标题最能说明这一点。他论文的题目是《在基督之死中，死亡被灭亡》，这说明了一切。当基督在十字架上被毁灭时，他开辟了一条摧毁死亡的道路。
The tearing down of Christ, however, was followed by his building up. That is, his resurrection in a new and glorious body. And just as the destroying of Christ led to the destroying of death for God's people, so too the building up of Christ in his resurrection leads to a building up of God's people. For the Apostle John says that in his love, God has built us up into a kingdom and priesthood to serve him. What does that mean?
然而，在基督被拆毁之后，他又被建造起来，也就是他以荣耀的新的身体复活了。正如基督的毁灭带来了上帝子民的死亡被摧毁，又如在基督复活里建立，也带来了上帝子民的建立。因为使徒约翰说，上帝在他的爱中建立了我们，使我们成为神的国度和神的祭司来侍奉他。那这又是什么意思呢？
By seeing God has made us a kingdom, God is telling us that he is building us into a special society, a society of people who live and believe in him, a society of people who follow him and his will, and a society of people who want to glorify him and show the world around them what he is like. And this society has a clear leader, ruler, and role model, King Jesus. Therefore, it is a kingdom.
神说，神使我们成为一个国度，就是告诉我们他正在把我们建造成为一个特殊的群体，一个由相信他的人组成的社会群体，一个由想要遵循他的旨意的人组成的群体，一个想要荣耀他并向周围世界展示上帝形象的人组成的社会。这个社会群体有一个明确的领袖、统治者和榜样，那就是大君王耶稣。因此，这是一个君王的国度。
Another part of God's building up love for us is that God has made us to be priests. What does that mean? Priests are people who stand between God and other people and help to communicate God's blessing and forgiveness to needy people. In other words, God has made us to be these middlemen between him and those in the world around us who need his grace and forgiveness, as well as knowledge of who he is and what he has done.
上帝爱我们建造的 建造我们的另外一个方面是上帝使我们成为祭司。这意味着什么呢？祭司就是站在上帝和其他人之间的人，帮助把上帝的祝福和宽恕传递给有需要的人。换句话说，上帝使我们成为他和我们周围世界之间的中间人，去帮助那些需要上帝的恩典和饶恕，需要认识上帝是谁，他又为我们成就了什么的中间。
To sum up, the Apostle John is saying that in the building up part of God's love for us, he has made us to serve him as a special society and as priests to the world around us. Our role is to help demonstrate who God is and help bring God to them. In doing so, God has brought us into participating in his great plan to bless all the people on the face of the earth, a plan he revealed to Abraham millennia ago.
总之，使徒约翰说，在上帝对我们的爱是他要建造我们的部分，他使我们成为一个特殊的社会群体，并成为我们周围世界的祭司来侍奉上帝。我们的角色就是帮助展示上帝是谁，并帮助把上帝带给他们。通过这样的行动，上帝让我们参与到他伟大的计划当中，也就是祝福全地所有的人。这就是他在几千年前向亚伯拉罕所启示的那个计划。
Now none of this should come as a surprise to us. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus told us about this. Jesus told us that we are salt and light to the world around us. Our job is to give the benefits of the salt and light, that is, the healing and guiding principles of God's Word, to those around us. And we are to also to do good deeds so that the world would see them and benefit from them and give glory to our Father in heaven.
然而，这一切对我们来说都不应该感到惊讶。在登山宝训中，主耶稣告诉了我们这一点。耶稣告诉我们说，我们是周围世界的盐和光，我们的工作就是把盐和光的益处，也就是上帝的话语的医治和上帝话语真理的指导，带给我们周围的人。我们要行善，让世人看到这些善行，从中受益，并且将荣耀归给我们的天父。
I want to close by asking you, doesn't it make you joyful that in his love God is giving us a job to be a special people who show God's love to the world? Doesn't it give you a sense of purpose and direction in your life? Personally, just thinking about God being infinite and eternal caused me to worship him as a child. And the fact that this God has called me and you to be part of his mission on earth gives me great joy.
最后，我想问你，上帝在他爱中给了我们一份工作，让我们成为向世人展示上帝之爱的特殊人群，这难道不会让你感到喜乐吗？这难道没有给你的生活带来目标感和方向感吗？就我个人而言，就像我小的时候，当想到上帝的无限性和永恒性时，就会敬拜他一样。上帝现在也呼召我，呼召你们，成为他在地上使命的一部分，这也给我带来了极大的喜乐。
I do not want to mislead you, though. Being priests and being a holy special people following God will bring suffering to us. That is what happened to Jesus, and he told us to expect suffering too. But being part of God's people in this world and participating in God's great plan is so much better than the alternative. And the alternative is to be confused and lost in this world, and to face the prospect of the great day of judgment with no hope. Which alternative do you choose?
我不想不倒你们，要成为跟随上帝圣洁特殊的子民。我们也会遭受苦难，这就是发生在耶稣的身上。他告诉我们，我们会有苦难，但是在这个世界上成为上帝的子民，并参与上帝伟大的计划，这比其他选择都要好得多。 而另外一种选择是在这个世界上迷茫、迷失，不得不毫无希望地面对上帝审判的大日。你要选择哪一种呢？
This opening greeting of the book of Revelation is telling us two things. First, God is eternal, and we are going to have to deal with Him eternally. That can be a joyful thing or a terrifying thing. All depends on how you view Jesus Christ. For in this opening greeting, God is showing that He extends His love to us through the death of Jesus Christ, who not only saves us from sin and death, but also builds us up into a special people who know God and show what He is like.
启示录的开篇问候告诉我们两件事。首先，上帝是永恒的。 我们将不得不永远地与他打交道，这可能是一件可怕的事情，也可能是一件喜乐的事情。这完全取决于你如何看待耶稣基督是谁。因为在这篇开篇的问候语中，上帝透过耶稣基督的受死，已经向我们显明了他对我们的爱。 耶稣基督不仅拯救我们脱离了罪恶和死亡，还将我们造就成一个认识上帝，并且展示上帝是谁的这样一个特殊的群体。But
the big point is how you will relate to God in eternity depends on how you relate to Jesus Christ now. In my next sermon on the book of Revelation, I will reveal what Jesus is really like.
但最重要的一点是，你与上帝永恒的关系取决于你现在和耶稣基督的关系。我下一篇关于启示录的讲道将会揭示耶稣基督到底是谁。Let
us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Our God, you are an awesome God. You have no beginning and no end. You have always been and always will be. You are beyond our comprehension. And yet you love us and care for us. You engage us in your work here on earth, even though we are weak and sinful. Lord, we thank you for all you have done for us in Jesus Christ. And we pray for those who do not yet know Jesus that you will be gracious to them and reveal yourself to them. Amen.
我们的上帝，你是令人敬畏的上帝，你无始无终，你是昔在、今在、永在的上帝，你是超越我们的理解的范围。然而，你爱我们，关心我们，你让我们参与你地上的工作。尽管我们软弱又有罪，主啊，我们感谢你在耶稣基督里为我们所做的一切。 我们为那些还不认识耶稣基督的人祷告，求你恩待他们，向他们显明你自己。阿门。